those people who were telltale in this world, in Judgment Day. For example, a judge who was oppressing the other people will attend on Judgment Day, but a speechless, mute, he cannot say anything. A person and a scholar who was guiding the people, but he was not practicing his knowledge, this person will come on Judgment Day at the same time that he is eating his tongue. It means people will come in Judgment Day, but those who were committing sin and they were criminals in this world, they will attend with different faces. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, "Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata," we will understand that the Judgment Day has a time, Resurrection Day has a time, and the time is known for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, kana miqata. At the same time that we understand that none of the Allah's blessing is trashy, vain, or unfruitful. All of them are introduction for the Judgment Day. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. The day that the trumpet will be blown. It means even for the Judgment Day, there is a special order. إِنَّ يُوْمَ الْفَسْلِ كَانَ مِغَاطًا. Allah wants to emphasize that people will not be forgotten by death. Death is the beginning of new life, and that is permanent life, not temporary life. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِغَاطًا. We should understand from this verse that our relation in this world is temporary, and we should not trust them. Very soon, everything will be disappear, and one relation will help us, and that is the relation with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. We ask Allah to help us in Judgment Day. Thank you very much for watching. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى
Interpretation of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. With the help of Allah, we have started to have a brief interpretation of Quran. And we reached to verse 19 in chapter Naba. Please listen to verse 19 and 20.
وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. And the heaven is opened and becomes as gates. وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. And the hills are set in motion and becomes as a mirage. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about the movement of the mountains. The movement of the mountains is an introduction for become pieces in pieces, small pieces, in such a way that when they move, the people think as a mirage. They look at it as an illusion. وَفُتَحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. Allah is talking about the judgment day when everything, all the systems which were organized in this world will be changed. When he says, سُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالِ, the mountains have been created to be stable and also to protect the earth from shaking and earthquake, but now itself is moving. We will understand that this system will be changed. وَفُتَحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, and also the relation between earth and heaven will be expanded. When he says وَفُتَحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا, the heavens will be opened and becomes like gate. Please listen to verse 21 and 22.
إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ إنما كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا. Surely hell lies in wait. للطاغين مآبا. A home for the rebellious. لابثين فيها أحقابا. Living during for ages. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about Mirsad when he says Inna Jahannam kanat Mirsada. Mirsad means a place of ambush. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the hell is a place of ambush for rebellious people. Ma'aba, in this verse, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says لِلْتَاغِينَ مَعَابًا, it means the hell is ma'ab for rebellious people. Ma'ab is a place that people are going back to that place. In the morning when you leave home and coming in the evening, your home is ma'ab for you, the place that you are going back. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, hell is ma'ab for rebellious people. It means the people, by their deeds and activities in this world, they made a place for themselves, which is hell. And in Judgment Day, these people are going back to their home. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says لِلْتَاغِينَ مَعَابًا, the hell is a ma'ab, a place of going back for rebellious people, it means these people are going there, but they are going there to stay there. Even muttaqeen, pious people, maybe they pass by the hell, but they will not stay there. But those who disobey Allah intentionally all their life and never ask forgiveness, they will stay there. So pious people will pass it, but criminals are those people who stay there. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, they will stay there for أَحْقَاب. أَحْقَاب is a pillar of حُقْب. It means age. Stay there for ages. But how many years is one hukm? Some mufassirin, scholars, commentators, they said one hukm is 60 years, and some they said 80 years. Okay, 80 years, but each day, how long it is, they said one day in Judgment Day is equal of 1,000 years. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا, we will understand when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, indeed, the hell is a place of ambush, we will understand that right now the hell is ambush. Is not for Judgment Day. Even now, it is an ambush for the criminals. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا لِلْطَاغِينَ مَعَابًا. Definitely, this is a certain news, a definite news that criminals, those who disobeyed Allah, they will go to hell, and there is no way to run away from that. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَعَابًا. It will show that the sign of infernal is to be rebels in front of Allah. Please listen to verse 24 to 26.
لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا. He is talking about hell. Okay, rebellious are going there, criminals are going there. We ask Allah to help us not to enter even 1 second in hell, to save us because of our love and our trying to be good person and good followers of Prophet, peace be upon him. From this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the hell, how it is. He says,